The following program is rated U for universal audiences and is considered suitable for listeners of all ages.
This is a presentation of Dream Realm Enterprises, where dreams are our reality.
The welcome home you expected?
I didn't expect it to be a picnic, as the doctor would say, but this is slightly over the top.
So the fledgling returns to the roost. You will regret returning to Tria, Amara. Bring them.
Doctor Who, Purity, Part 2, written by Jonathan Patrick Russell.
I sincerely hope, Chancellor Vore, that this is the last surprise of the day. I'm not sure my heart can take any more.
Highness!
First we receive Captain Stryker, and now we find you standing before us in our royal throne room, Amara. I fear you will regret coming back here to Tria, especially at this delicate time. Have you anything to say for yourself?
Only that my motives were noble, and that I had no idea that a political conference was taking place on Tria at this time.
That hardly helps your case. But considering the life you must now lead, I suppose we cannot blame your ignorance in this instance. However, the blatant disregard for your political exile is another matter.
I never knew my exile was political, Mom.
There are no other types of exile. But what to do with you? That is my quandary. I haven't the time to deal with whatever noble cause you may have come here for. All we can do is hide you away until we have concluded our business with our off-world guests. And as for your friends, you should have known better than to bring off-worlders into the palace. Except under royal invitation, you know full well that is forbidden.
Please, ma'am, be lenient with Gray and Braxa. They had no control over their destination. I was, as you say, the one who brought them here. It was my mistake. They shouldn't be held responsible.
Very well. We shall be lenient in the only way we can. They will be held in royal custody until further notice. You may say your goodbyes, but briefly. Take them away.
You should not have come back to this planet, Amara, and you will live to regret it.
I already do.
That's enough, Vore. Amara has been placed in my care for the remainder of her stay.
Oh, very well.
If you would come with me.
I'm not under arrest.
As I said, you have been placed in my care. I am to look after you. I will now show you to your quarters.
Just a minute.
Yes?
What about Julian Stryker? Where is he? May I see him?
You know of Captain Stryker's recent return to Tria? My instructions are to take you to your quarters and get you settled in. If you like, I shall inquire about Captain Stryker later. Perhaps then you may see him. Now, come. This way.
Very well, lead on.
here we are again, locked up together. Seems some things never change, but I'm beginning to think I was better off with Captain Dalto.
Look, Amara will get us out of here.
Will she now? You saw what was happening back there. She's a guest of the Queen, while we're stuck here in this dank, dark dungeon. I'd say she's sitting pretty about now, and we didn't even get dinner.
What, you don't have the stomach for this after all?
There's nothing I can't handle, Lady Grey.
Want to wager on that, big man?
I can handle anything you got, little man.
Does the big man think so? Snuff doesn't like friends of the royals. In fact, that just makes Snuff angry.
Braxa, look out! He's got a knife!
How did you get a hold of that in here?
Snuff has his little ways. And now, he's going to cut you.
Braxa! No!
Let Snuff go! Let Snuff go!
Drop the knife.
Now let Snuff go! You're breaking Snuff's arm!
Grab the blade, Grey. Okay, you can go free, little man. Listen up and listen good. If you try anything like that again, I'll break more than your arm. Got it?
Snuff's got it! Yeah, Snuff's got it!
Give me that blade, Grey. I'll hold on to this for safekeeping.
Keep it. It's yours. Snuff's sorry, brave warrior. Snuff had no idea.
Shut up, worm.
My name is Snuff.
Yeah, so I gathered.
You have proven your strengths. Snuff will not try and arm you again.
Good idea. Now look, we're not friends with any royals, and we don't want any trouble. We just want to get out of here. And now, thanks to your generosity, we may just be able to achieve that.
We get that, Braxa. Okay?
I tell you what, Lady Grey. If you want to wait here to rot into dust, be my guest, but I'm getting out of here. Understand?
Did you enjoy your bath?
Well, yes, as a matter of fact. I was hoping to enjoy it a little longer. Alone.
My apologies for the intrusion, but your dinner is served.
That's very kind of you. But you shouldn't have gone to any trouble.
It is no trouble. I am here to serve you. Allow me to dry you off.
Why am I being treated so well?
The Queen is your grandmother. And she has ordered me to seat you.
Strange. She never considered me so deserving of such exalted attention before.
Perhaps she has changed her opinion of you. It was bold of you to come here. Especially after what you did on Mandor. And I have learned that the Queen admires boldness.
Oh, you've heard what happened on Mandor, have you?
Yes, of course. We know what you and the Time Lord, the Doctor, did there. Your efforts to cure Yonex's disease have saved many lives throughout the colonies. You may not know it, but your actions on Mandor have impressed the Queen. Your role, Highness.
Thank you, but please don't call me that. Amara will do just fine.
As you wish. Amara. Come, I will attend you while you eat.
Attend me?
Brush your hair.
Dinner time, eh?
What is this?
Mushroom root stew.
It smells awful.
Just eat it and shut up!
I can't eat this.
I said to shut up!
If you don't want it, Snuff will eat yours.
I'd rather toss it to the rodents than let you have it, Scruffy.
My name is not Scruffy, my name is Snuff.
Back off.
No fighting! Help me separate these two!
Oh, all right, I'm coming. Get her off of me!
If you three don't stop this fighting, you'll regret it.
I don't think so. Hold it right there.
Where in the Kevmar did you get that knife?
It was a gift from my new buddy Snuff here.
Yeah, Snuff gave it to him.
Alright, both of you, drop your weapons now. I mean it, or I will slit your throat. Snuff, Grey, get their weapons. We're getting out of here. Oh, and I'll take those keys too.
Now what?
Come with Staff. He will show you the safe way out of the palace.
Out of the palace? Wait a minute, we need to find Amara.
We'll find her later. Right now we just need to get out of this dungeon.
But...
One thing at a time. We will find Amara later. Now, let's move.
Quickly! Stuff will lead you out. Yes! Come.
I see you've changed into the clothes I gave you.
Yes, such as they are, but I suppose they will have to do for now. At least until I get back to my TARDIS. I have quite an extensive wardrobe there, you know. I'll soon find something more suitable and with a bit more style. Perhaps something, orange. Or green. never mind.
You do go on and on sometimes, don't you, Time Lord?
Do I? Who can tell? I'm a whole new me.
Yes. Pity you don't look it. Oh well, we've arrived at the Treant border. Time to find that royal colony.
Oh, we may have arrived, but I doubt the Royal Guard will allow you to even approach the Treant homeworld. Not without a fight, anyway.
On the contrary, Doctor. I've already made arrangements with the Treant government to be allowed down. So you see, Doctor, nothing is impossible to overcome.
Well, you're certainly full of surprises, Captain Julia.
You know, this actually feels pretty good.
I can't believe no one has ever brushed your hair for you before.
I've hardly led a privileged life, believe me.
Being a half-breed would have its distinct disadvantages, I suppose.
You can stop now!
I do beg your pardon. I meant no offense.
Sure you didn't.
Truly. Amara, I'm sorry.
It's all right. You can go now, Velma. I don't require anything more of you tonight. I said go!
Look, Amara, you must understand. I haven't been around. I haven't come in contact with. You know what the goddess is.
Yes, of course. Those of impure blood are impure themselves. Demons disguised as friends. I remember the litany from when I was a little girl.
I apologize for any insult, my lady. I shall return in the morning with your breakfast. Then perhaps I can arrange for you to see Captain Stryker. Good night, my lady.
It is my honor to welcome you to the Royal Colonies of Thria, Captain.
Of course it is. Now show us to our rooms and bring us enough food for a king's banquet. My men and I are hungry.
Well, of course.
A moment, Chancellor Vore.
I haven't time just now, Lord Hannes. I have to get the Queen's newest guests to their quarters.
Hannes?
Yes. I thought I recognized the cerebral pattern. Theta, you've changed.
Yes, and recently, too. Very recently, in fact. But I'm still the same old me. To put it another way, I'm the same new me.
Except I see you've stopped wearing celery on your lapel these days.
I had a need in my academy days, but a new body, new immunities. And it's a doctor now, actually. I haven't gone by that old school nickname for centuries, and never really cared for it. A Theta Sigma, indeed.
Of course. You were bestowed an honorary doctorate, weren't you? I nearly forgot. It's been a long time, Theta.
Isn't this interesting? Perhaps I should leave the two of you to get reacquainted, Doctor. After all, I have no further need of you.
Oh, how very kind of you, Jalea. Well, don't get into too much trouble, eh?
Not to worry, Doctor. And I'm certain we'll meet again soon.
Oh, I've no doubts at all, Captain Jalea.
This way, madam.
Yes, stay, Doctor. We have much to talk over. Old times at the Academy and such.
Oh, thank you. I believe I will. I must admit, I didn't expect to find a member of the High Council and the Chancery Guard on Tria.
Nor did I expect to see a fugitive renegade. But then again, life is full of surprises.
Oh, yes. So it seems.
Walk with me, Doctor. I have a feeling we have much to discuss.
Actually, I think it can wait after all, Chancellor. I have some friends on this planet somewhere, and I think that it's high time that I found them. Good evening, gentlemen.
Now what is he up to?
Well, 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 I don't believe it. I hardly expected to find you lot sneaking about outside the palace at this hour, or any hour for that matter.
Doctor!
Yes, that's right, Gray, it's me. Before you say one word, yes, I've changed. And I know that you lot must now have hundreds of questions, but now is not the time to ask them. Just trust me, I've regenerated, and I've changed clothes. I knew neither of them are very complimentary, but we all must get used to change, eh? Still, it could be worse. All right, I suppose I'll accept maybe one or two questions. I can tell that you're bursting at the seams.
How did you come to be here?
Jalea's here, isn't she?
Yes. She's in there.
What, in the palace?
So it would seem, young man. I'm sure she and her crewmates are feasting on the best meat and ale money can buy on Tria by now. Compliments of the Queen herself.
All right, I'm going back inside.
Hang on, young man. Braxa, isn't it?
Yeah, Doc. What do you want?
Only to bestow some sense and reason upon you. Jalea is surrounded not only by her crew, but by quite a number of royal guards. You'd never reach her.
Wanna bet?
He's right, Braxa. Please, see reason.
If you've heard what's happened to your brother, I can understand why you are so determined.
Determined doesn't even begin to cover it. Amara told me Jalea killed Jardin in cold blood. I owe that Vecna in blood and pain, Doctor.
I understand your feelings, young man, believe it or not. But an opportunity to settle the score will present itself. You must simply be patient. Where's that girl? Amara?
She's been put up for the night by the Queen. I think she's in good hands, Doctor. They don't seem to want to harm her. At least not yet.
Well, at least she's safe for now. So, where were you lot off to? And who's your friend here?
Name's Snoff. Braxa is Snoff's friend.
That's pushing it, little man.
He helped us escape the palace dungeon. So he has been useful.
Snoff can be useful. Snoff and show you where is safe. Not safe out here for long. The guards will soon make their rounds.
Quite. I suggest we allow this young fellow to lead us to this safe place he speaks of, and keep a low profile for the night. And then, tomorrow, we can work out a plan for getting Amara out of there.
And a way for me to exact my revenge on Jalea, Doc. Don't forget that.
Now, let's get one thing straight right now, young man. Nobody calls me Doc. It's Doctor. And beyond that, I doubt very much, Braxa, that you'd let me forget. Shall we go? I could use a nice hot meal. Then perhaps we can catch up, Gray. I can tell you all about my little adventure with the Daleks. Now, come on. Lead the way, my friend, if you'd be so kind.
Snuff will lead the way. Come on, follow Snuff.
Well, well, so my firstborn son has decided to grace us with his presence.
I heard of this ridiculous conference of yours, Mother, and decided my place was here at the palace, where I can hopefully return some sense and reason to the monarchy.
Watch your tongue, Dara. I can still have it cut out of your head, you know.
You wouldn't dare, Mother, and we both know it.
I wouldn't be too sure. One of these days, my son, you're going to press your luck too far.
So I've been told all my life. Well, you haven't done anything to me yet.
No, not yet. But there's always a first time for everything.
Enough of your scolding, Mother. What are you doing inviting all of these off-worlders to Tria? You know our laws, and you know it is forbidden.
I am the Queen, in case you have forgotten, you young upstart.
As if I ever could forget.
The laws were set up 1,000 years ago to protect our world from the impure... from the outsiders and off-worlders. I have not forgotten. However, there are times when the ruling monarch can invoke special emergency powers to supersede the law book.
Emergency powers? What emergency?
If you spent as much time paying attention to current affairs as you do pursuing sexy young Vecnas all over the colonies, you'd know what shape the current political situation in our region of the cosmos is. And you'd know how fragile our position has become.
What utter nonsense!
That is just what I'm talking about. You see? You have no idea what sort of shape our security forces are in.
What shape are they in, then?
They're in bloody disarray. And the Time Lords are no better off. Which is why they may prove not to be the best political allies we could have in the future. Which is precisely why I've called this conference.
Why is that, then?
To perhaps choose new allies, you young fool.
New allies, huh? And who did you have in mind?
That is the purpose of this conference. Oh, get your head out of the clouds for once, Dara. You'd think at least one of my children would have developed some common sense. This empire is going to be in pretty sad shape when I finally pass on.
We shall see about that, Mother. Right, I'm almost ready for you. The last group I paid to end my mother's life failed miserably. Let's hope you fare better.
You have been listening to Doctor Who Purity, Part 2, written by Jonathan Patrick Russell, which starred in order of appearance. Jeff Niles as Soldier Number 1, Sarah Gerard as Gray, Rachel Rumbler as Amara, Joel Nisbet as Chancellor Ward, Julie Hoverson as Queen Thena, Laura Post as Velna, Kyle A. Bear as Braxa, Jeff Niles as Snuff, Captain John Tatterzak as Guard Number 1, Jazum Guy as Guard Number 2, Sally Wiggett as Captain Jalea, Jeff Niles as the Doctor, David Ault as Lord Hannes, and Steve Anderson as Prince Dara. The Doctor Who theme tune was composed and performed by Sarah Finn, based on the original Doctor Who theme tune as composed by Ron Grainer and the BBC Radiophonic Workshop. The incidental music was provided by Kevin MacLeod.
and stock music was also used. The post-production editor and co-producer was Jeff Niles. The sound designer, script editor, producer, and director was Jonathan Patrick Russell. Please note that this audio range is not intending to supersede or infringe any other existing copyright in relation to Doctor Who or its concepts and sounds, which remain property of the British Broadcasting Corporation. This series features the character Grey, which was created by Kyle Bors, who retains all rights to that character. Special thanks goes out to Ron Smith, Kyle Bors, Aurora McPherson, and James Leeper. Without their participation along the way, none of this would be possible. Thank you for listening. We invite you to visit us on the web at dreamrealmsite.com. And if you'd like to email us with any of your comments or questions, you may do so at darkbuilding1@yahoo.com. Join us next time for part 3 of Purity, coming your way soon from Dream Realm Enterprises. The story, Purity, as written by Jonathan Patrick Russell, is copyright Dream Realm Enterprises 2017, all rights reserved. Remember, Dream Realm Enterprises is a not-for-profit organization. This is a labor of love. What we do for you, our fans. Thank you for your support.
This program is copyright 2017, all rights reserved, and is brought to you by Dream Realm Enterprises. The journey continues.